Let's go to the Irish Repertory Theater, friends in the heart of New York City in the Chelsea District, and welcome our very good friend and the co-founder with Kieran O'Reilly of the Irish Repertory Theater. Hello, Charlotte Moore.
Good morning, Adrian. I'm sitting here on the Upper West Side of Manhattan watching the heavy snow come down.
What heavy snow? We only had a few snowflakes. You're making a lie of us.
Okay. I'm going to take a picture and show it and send it to you, Adrian.
Okay, all right. Yeah, but you know, how would I know that that wasn't from last year? But anyway. Okay, there you are. I started the program by saying there's not even one snowflake in New York, and then, of course, within 5 seconds, the snow started.
Indeed.
Now, why aren't you down at the Irish Repertory Theatre?
Well, Adrian, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. I'll be down there by noon.
Okay, well, you know.
Shoveling.
Yeah, step in the hour. I know what the story is. We were, Anya Sheridan and I were delighted to be at the opening of for the Christmas season. It's a Wonderful Life, the radio play. Tell us about it.
Yes, Adrian. In our little studio theater downstairs, James Morgan has designed a set of a 1946 radio station with microphones and live sound, a live sound effects man doing his job over there on the side and playing the organ and everything. And It's a Wonderful Life. Everybody knows the movie. And so we do that as a live radio show, and six actors, very talented actors, and very versatile, I might add, they have to be, do the whole thing right live, right there in front of you as you watch in 1946, mind you.
Yes, that's it. And we thought we invented radio. Oh, well, anyway, sure, that was it. It is brilliant. And,
it's
and
fun,
again,
Adrian.
Having, you know, six actors playing or portraying 25 characters. It's magic. It really
you
is.
Have to be very quick to be an actor in this production.
I tell you, and you wouldn't want to get any of the lines wrong either.
I don't want any of them to get sick.
Okay. You are, of course, directing that. But there are other plays happening at the Irish Rep now that you have, of course, that you have a main studio and studio stages to beat the band. The Brian Friel's his final original place, The Home Place,
yes.
His play, The Home Place, which premiered in September at the Irish Rep, first in the USA, and has been extended a couple of times, but the end is near.
The end is near. On December the 17th, we will play our last show of The Home Place, I mean.
Yeah.
And we're all, I can't stand it, Adrian. I'm very emotional about this play because, as you know very well, we knew Mr. Friel, as you did.
Yes.
And in this play, he says a lot of things that were on his mind. And I think he might have known that it was his last shot at saying some stuff that he had strong feelings about. And by George, he really said them beautifully. And we are honored and pleased and thrilled to be doing this play at this time after his death and his last piece of work.
It's all of that. And again, that only leaves a week. That ends next Sunday.
Tomorrow, December the 17th.
Yeah. And
it has to end, Adrian, as we're importing from London a play by Enda Walsh, which ran at the Trafalgar Studios theater there in London. And Kieran O'Reilly and I went over to see it last June. And it was so brilliant, and it's 20th anniversary, and so we are bringing it in, and it will open on January the 5th, right in on our main stage. It's very exciting. Oh, and by the way, Adrian, who's in it Ivana, what's her name? She's in Harry, Ivana Lynch and Colin Campbell, and she's in the Harry Potter movies, and we have a wild bunch of young people coming raging to get in to see her. I'm stunned by all this attention.
That's terrific. Now, The Dead from 1904, last year sold out holiday hit, has returned again. It's a production of the Irish Repertory Theatre, but has returned to the American Irish Historical Society on Fifth Avenue there on 81st Street. And with the cast, some new and some returning actors, but it's led by Melissa Gilbert.
Yes, it is. And isn't she? Who knew she was a stage actress of that caliber? She has been raved about, and no wonder. I've seen it now three times, and I'm tough. I'm not easy, but she is absolutely wonderful, as is her counterpart, Rufus Collins. But my goodness, what a surprise she is, and how beautiful and how articulate she's turned out to be.
Yeah.
We're very proud of that production, second year of it, and I think it's going to become an annual affair.
I would imagine so. We've seen her, of course, on several of the television shows this week. She's really a fantastic actor indeed. And that's directed by Kieran O'Reilly.
Who?
Yeah,
who? Mr. O'Reilly.
Yeah,
I just heard from Mr. O'Reilly. He's just arrived this morning in London because a family member is having a birthday and another family member is having a surprise birthday party for all the O'Reillys, and they have gathered in London. They have just arrived this morning. It's a big secret. And I just spoke to him, and he's sleepy and tired, of course, but very excited and very happy to be there, and send his love to you and Anya.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. You have to watch those O'Reillys, every last one of them, I tell you.
They're no good, Adrian. They're no good.
Well, you said that. Now, I wouldn't say anything like that. Not on live radio, I wouldn't.
I know you agree.
Tell us about, and we assume he'll be back after the O'Reilly party.
Yes.
Running until January 7th.
Yes.
Tell us about The Dead.
Oh, my goodness. Well, James Joyce outdid himself. I think it's probably one of the most beautiful short novellas or short stories ever written in the history of recorded time. And I'm lots of people agree with me on that. And it happens at the mansion, the gorgeous, gorgeous mansion of the American Irish Historical Society on Fifth Avenue, as you say, across from the Metropolitan Museum. And you're greeted at the door by a chap in a cloak and a top hat, and he greets you, and everybody there is in 1904 costumes, 18th century 1904 costumes, and there lots of them are Irish, most of them are Irish, and they play the violin and the piano and the fiddle, and they sing, and there's operatic music and traditional music, and then a wonderful holiday meal is served of goodness gracious sauces and oranges and a pudding to die for. I mean, it's just the most wonderful experience. And to do that at Christmas, I don't think anybody has ever done anything like that before in this city. I'm glad they haven't. It's not easy to do, but boy, it is a gift. It is a Christmas gift to New York City.
Well, I don't want to name drop, but we're going there on Tuesday evening.
I know you are.
As guests of next year's Grand Marshal of St. Patrick's Day, Loretta Brunning-Glotzman.
Her
we're
guess,
really looking
yes.
forward. Really looking forward to it. Now, and that runs actually through January 7th.
January 7th.
Yeah.
See,
so
we're a busy company, Adrian.
Absolutely. Despite the fact that at the drop of a hat, you know, your co-founder, Bill Foster.
Just flew off into the night.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not like he's been killing himself down at the Irish Rep either. He's got an easy gig up at the American Irish Historical Society. But and actually, I was waiting for you to mention that in addition to, you know, the audience participation.
Yes.
For there, you didn't mention the mulled wine.
The mulled wine is absolutely delicious if you can take it. It's wonderful. Well, there's sherry served and nuts and wine and people are intermingling with the cast and sometimes chatting, and the cast is brilliant, and you know them. Terry Donnelly is in there, the wonderful Terry Donnelly, and the aunts,
yeah.
Patricia Kilgariff and Patty. They're just it's just the most wonderfully. Well, I believe you were there, but there's a couple of cast changes which you will love.
Yeah.
Of course, you, being a musician, Adrian, will love the music.
I've been accused of worse. You know, yeah. Go ahead. What were you saying again? I'm sorry.
I said you, being a musician, will love all the music.
Thank you, because I wanted you to repeat that. Because I've been accused of many things, you know, in life, but being accused of being a musician is music to my ears.
Well, that's how I know you.
That's right. That's right. All the auditions I, you know, went to for the Irish Rep, never got
never hired.
Never got. Not even, you know, nobody even said we'll call you back. Nothing.
You never got a call back, Adrian?
No, I'm still waiting. Yeah,
well, the year that's in it is coming up.
Okay. All right. I'll hold you to that. Anyway, look, it's a busy schedule, but again, It's a Wonderful Life is only playing until December 31st.
Yes.
And again, Brian Friel's, that's a short one, ending next Sunday. And, of course, The Dead, which is now going to run until January 7th, to get in touch with the Irish Rep, the phone number is 212-727-2737, and your website is irishrep.org, and, you know, I'm just throwing it out there. If you find that when Ciarán is, you know, in London and you're doing absolutely fine without it, now I don't want to put the cat amongst the pigeons, and you know, however, you know, there are those who say you can handle most of the stuff yourself, you know.
Well, none of the O'Reillys has ever been heard to say that, however.
No, and they wouldn't, you know. Yeah, they hold grudges.
Yes. Are they a terrible clan?
Thank you. Good luck.
Adrian. Love to you. Much love to you. And I'll see you on Tuesday.
Thank you. Indeed.
Thank you.
Okay, friends. Charlotte Moore there. And a great, again, I just want to let you know, friend, the home place. Brian Friel's final original play, only until next Sunday. The Irish Repertory Theatre, located on West 22nd Street in New York City, you might want to see, because you only have until the end of this year, and end of December. It's A Wonderful Life, the radio play, and of course at the American Irish Historical Society, the Irish Rep's production, the Irish Repertory Theatre's production of The Dead. Irish Radio, Irish Radio Network USA.